This spiritual journey you are on is all about you diving deeply into your own psyche, away from all the A influences, which this oubliette of a planet produces like toxic gas from a coal-fired power plant. You are on a hero's journey. You. This is all about you. We must be born again, as Christ says. This being born again is the hero's journey. It is esoteric science grounded in thousands and thousands of years of psychological teachings handed down through generations of monks and shamans and priests of countless orders and sects and secret societies and mystery schools. It is not accessible simply through a YouTube subscription, a book purchase, an ice bath, a new crystal, or a new breathing technique. There is a price, a psychological price, far beyond what most people are willing to pay. There is your own personal cross to bear, to ascend upon and die to your old karmic selves. You must have your own Golgotha. If you are not willing to face this test, then your spiritual journey should be called something else. To inherit your spiritual destiny and be children of light, you must remove the past psychic trauma and experiences and influences which are holding you back on your evolutionary path. As the French Jesuit Pierre Teilhard de Chardin prophesied, the next evolutionary step for humanity is psychic in nature, not physiological. We must be born again, as Christ tells Nicodemus in John 3. So don't be surprised when I tell you that you must be born from above, out of this world, so to speak. You know well enough how the wind blows this way and that. You hear it rustling through the trees, but you have no idea where it comes from or where it is headed next. That's the way it is with everyone born from above, by the wind of God, the Spirit of God. Christ has been my guide. But I must move my own spiritual feet and work while it is daylight at my own spiritual psychic evolution. No one, not even Christ, can walk for me. Same goes for you. You have an inherited and personal karmic burden which must be unpacked and discarded. Obstacles must be removed, overcome, ignored, fought, and destroyed for you to successfully reach theosis. It is this hero's journey which we must all take if we are serious about serving God and serving the cosmos as an open and loving child of light. You are on a hero's journey. You and no one else. This is all about you and your birthright. This dark and lonely pathway is open to anyone. Of course, offered to anyone. Yet the bitter truth remains, it is meant for a few. And that is what excites you and frightens you. You want to be special, unique, an undiscovered gem on the creek bed, ready to be discovered. But once the steps have been taken, and you are lost for the first time, and it is nightfall, and you have no idea where you are, and all the trees look the same in this twilight, and there is no one to guide, then you want the comfort of two-dimensional, vanilla life of an hourly worker waiting for the next commercial, and then bedtime. And tomorrow the same and the same and the same until your body dies and the universe performs what Boris Mouravieff calls an astral abortion. And you fade into nothing. Jesus warned you, didn't he? He warned us all, and we all know this. Jesus remarks that the gate is narrow and few are those who make it through. This esoteric circle is a small circle, created to be the core of our civilized world, containing the teaching which is preserved to remind and rekindle the inner divinity which makes us who we are, something higher than an insect or an animal. We are divine. Yet we forget and need to remember. P.D. Uspensky writes in his essay, Esotericism and Modern Thought, that the esoteric circle is, as it were, humanity within humanity, and is the brain, or rather the immortal soul, of humanity, where all the attainments, all the results, all the achievements of all cultures and all civilizations are preserved. I will define the esoteric circle as this. The esoteric circle is a protective, singularly focused clan of Homo sapiens whose cosmic job is to assist in the preservation of the psychological teachings of true humanity. These teachings are designed to delicately lead individual humans out of their feral condition, teaching each of them the art of releasing personal and inherited karma, and being twice born into its permanent, deified state of salvation. It is a lonely path that will keep you on the outside of acceptable civilization. You will be a stranger to the world, living outside the comfortable confines of acceptable civilization, which is today riddled with so much barbarism that it's hardly distinguishable from a brutal pack of wild, feral humans living from day to day, huddled around a pitiful flame in some dank, stinky cave. You'll realize that you've never fit into your social setting, into your family, into your community, into your society, into your civilization. Your pre-existent self is a stranger in a strange land. It is a blessed day indeed when you realize this during your lifetime. If you do realize this, it is time to move on from your inherited past and begin to live in true freedom.